here's the beautiful thing about it. You can develop an internal motivation. You can develop an internal drive.
Winning habits, winning routines, and a winning mindset.
You're the main character of your own life story.
Welcome to the Susan Sly Project, where entrepreneurs rule, startups launch, and the side hustle becomes the main hustle. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Susan Sly.
So here's a question for you, side hustlers and main hustlers. Could it possibly be that you're doing all the right things, but not getting the results you want? Well, my guest today is an expert in helping people overcome their barriers and step into that next level of success. Check this out. She is a business mindset expert, neurotrainer. She's the founder of the I Can Institute, which is a training company dedicated to helping network marketing and direct selling professionals really free themselves from the mental and emotional limiters that hold them back from success and help them shift into becoming more confident and inspired sales, as opposed to just feeling like it's always a grind. And, she really has been dedicating her career to helping people use neuroscience to get out of their comfort zone and really shift them into a higher level of results. So Deb Erickson, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Oh, Susan, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
Well, let's jump in. You know, there are a lot of side hustlers who listen to the show, watch the show all over the world. And just so people can get to know you, what was your first side hustle?
Well, it was definitely network marketing. I jumped in, I was a teacher and a basketball coach, and didn't take me long to figure out wasn't going to pay the bills. And decided, you know what, I got to find another way to use my gifts and talents. Fell in love with our industry because I feel like it is truly a place where anyone, if you're willing to master the skills and master your mindset, anyone can succeed. And so that's how I fell in love very early in my career with network marketing.
And what was the biggest fear you had in that business? There are a lot of people who have a fear of success. Some have a fear of failure. Some have the fear of rejection. What was yours?
You know, I think it's definitely got to be fear of rejection. In fact, all of the new research, brain research, says that women are more susceptible to the fear of rejection than any other fear, and that all other fears are kind of like the result of that first fear. So I have to say the same thing. I felt like I was really, really confident with people I knew. But the minute I stepped out of my circle of influence, that's when I kind of started freezing and realizing, uh-oh, I better deal with this.
So, I mean, you know, if someone's watching on YouTube or they're listening, I mean, just your voice, you sound so confident and so accomplished. And there are a lot of people who might be saying, well, it's easy for you.
Right.
Let's go back in time a little bit. If you, in your present, could give your past self a piece of advice when you were just starting your career, what would it be?
Well, I think it would have been hang in there and keep doing the work, because change really can occur. What we know is that in order for your brain to be rewired, literally to create confidence in a brain that is really, I would say, held back by doubt and insecurity, what it takes is repetition over time, right? In other words, we have to do the right things over and over and over again to elevate our confidence. Some people grew up with, you know, those caretakers that looked at them and said, hey, Susan, you're amazing. You can do anything. You're unstoppable. Go for it, girl. But the vast majority of people on the planet, and specifically women, grow up with messages of limits and doubts, and really that in order to be accepted, we need to hold back. And so it's really, I think the advice I would always give is keep doing the work, keep claiming those nano wins, those little baby steps, right? Keep doing it, because over time, confidence elevates.
Over time, confidence elevates. I love that. What do you say to someone who's saying, well, Deb, I've been doing the work. I've been doing the work for 10 years, and yet I'm still not at the level that I want. What do you say to that person?
Well, when you say I'm doing the work, The question is, are you doing the skill set work, the technical aspects of the business, or are you doing the mindset work? Mm-hmm. And the reason I really ask that question is here's the key, Susan. You cannot out-earn your self-esteem. You mm-hmm. can't outrank it. You can't out-recruit it. You can't, I don't care how hard you work with a limited mindset, you are still going to live, your business is going to live within the boundaries of that mindset. And so the truth is, it's like anything else in the world, right? If you want to reprogram your mind, first thing is your brain has to be in a receptive state. So if you are throwing affirmations at a closed mind, they're just bouncing off, right? So the mind has to be receptive and open. There needs to be leverage. In other words, now we know all of the nuances about how the brain can be rewired. We know it's neuroplasticity at its best. It's the brain is moldable and shapeable. The problem is we keep doing the same things over and over and over, expecting a different mindset. And the truth is small. It's usually small tweaks. I know you know this in business too. You get a result. It's not what you want. You go back and say, what can I tweak? How can I do something just a little bit differently instead of just repeating the patterns?
I love that. And the small tweaks, because for anyone who's watching or listening, a woman or a man, it can be very overwhelming at times, life and business. Let me ask you this. The person who's and often with my guests, I just had Mark Victor Hansen on the show. I mean, he's sold 500 million Chicken Soup for the Soul books. I've had Jesse Itzler on the show. He started NetJets. His wife is Sarah Blakely of Spanx. Thank you, Sarah, for inventing Spanx. I ask everyone this question. I'm going to ask you, what do you say to the person whose back is against the wall? So they've got their side hustle, but whatever has happened, Deb, whether it's a downturn, an ill spouse, or whatever's going on, their back is against the wall. And what advice would you give to that person if they need to really put results on the board quickly?
Well, the first thing I'm going to say is, you know, when our backs are against the wall, the truth is, and there's research to show this, that tends to be the moment that we are more willing to face our fears and move forward than at any other point in time. When you're living in your comfort zone, when things are easy, it's really comfortable and easy to just say, I'm settled, I'm okay, this is all right. But when your back is against the wall, talk to any successful person and they'll tell you that the biggest moments, the biggest breakthroughs occurred in that moment. So personally, I'm gonna say you should celebrate. You should absolutely positively start jumping for joy, because this is the moment you will make the greatest leaps forward, because you have nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. You only have something to gain. And here's the thing, Susan, we are wired to protect our patterns. We're wired to have blind spots and to only believe and accept the things that we've repeated over and over and over again. And so when your back is against the wall, it's kind of like all of a sudden those blind spots don't matter, because now you're fighting for your life. Mm-hmm. And when you are in that spot, you absolutely can, you know, leap. Your business can take massive leaps and scale because of the leverage of that place. So I would say I've been there so many times myself. You know, I was sexually abused as a kid. I had, you know, really tough times moving back as a missionary kid from being overseas. And, you know, there were times in my life when I kept bumping up against just bad mental programming. And it was those moments when sometimes things seem the darkest that the biggest breakthroughs are right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is so many people, it's often when they're in that place, there's a French saying, and I can't remember exactly how it goes, which is that if you're not taking action, you haven't fallen far enough. And it's something like you haven't fallen far enough down the well. And yes. I think there are a lot of people who say, well, my back's against the wall, but it's not really. Because it's a mindset, to your point. It's a state we can put ourselves in. We can choose to fire ourselves every night, rehire ourselves every morning, and which is something I do in my own life. So when I start my day, I'm like, I'm starting from zero today. How much money am I going to make? How many people am I going to serve? As though I had nothing. So every day it's about moving that, you know, moving the needle forward, moving it forward. Let me ask you this. So someone who is watching, listening, and they're, you know, maybe they've got some misperceptions about network marketing. So it's on this show, I will have people on, you know, Ray Higdon was on, Kathy Coover, who owns Isagenix, was on. I will have people who are fans of the industry. Recently, a New York Times bestselling author, a woman, was quoted as saying that network marketers are dumb. What do you have to say to that?
Lies. Lies. I mean, and I have no idea what was behind her saying that. But here's what I want you to, what I want your listeners to know is that this industry is full of people with big dreams, big passion, big willingness to take a risk, love of their product, love of their company, you know, love of potential and opportunity. And so for anyone to call that group dumb, I think they just haven't dug in deep enough to really understand the heart and soul of humanity that looks to this industry. I have to tell you, when I first, you know, went to an opportunity meeting, what I really love about the people that showed me the industry is they went straight for the business opportunity. I mean, they showed me, here's the business argument for why this industry is so brilliant. There is no place else where you can be your own boss and somebody else handles production, distribution, and marketing and all of those things. It's like there's not another industry where it's available. And when I saw the potential, when I saw the market share, when I saw the opportunity and the simplicity of what I need to do, right? I looked at that and I thought, man, network marketers have got to be the sharpest people in the, you know, in the box, because they're taking advantage and leveraging the greatest asset we have, which is ourselves, human beings. Mm-hmm. So when we look at this as an opportunity to uplift humanity, when we look at it as an opportunity to educate and train, retrain our brains and empower others, to me, that's about as smart as it gets.
I thank you for saying that. And it's been my experience too, that the people in network marketing who do make the millions of dollars are some of the most generous people I know. And on this show, we talk about network marketing done right. And that's a question I'll have for you in just a moment, Deb.
Yeah.
Network marketing done right is a very viable side hustle. And something I want everyone to contemplate, we're all familiar with Susie Orman. Susie Orman has been a beautiful advocate for the profession because she was raised by a single mom who helped support the family through network marketing. Darren Hardy, a lot of people love Darren Hardy. He got his start in network marketing before he bought Success Magazine. The list goes on. The lead trainer for Tony Robbins, he has made millions of dollars in network marketing. I know him personally. I won't say his name because I don't want him to be compromised in terms of like what, you know, he gets his streams of income from. But there are a lot of people out there, and it is a training ground. Even in our startup, it's interesting because we brought in $6 million in seed funding, Deb. And the skills that I really refined in network marketing were what I used to help bring that in. And everyone's like, oh, Susan, you're doing a startup. You're studying at MIT. You're doing all these things. And our lead investor owns a network marketing company. Prior to that, he had made millions in network marketing. And when I came in, he said, I'm so glad you're here because I already know who you are and you have all the skills to take this company to the top. Let me ask you this. Someone look at network marketing. What would be, in your personal opinion, the top three qualities they should look for in a company, or three to five? What would those qualities be?
Myself, sorry. I think it helps a lot when you have deep passion for the product, and especially women, right? I think men can be more analytical and mathematical in their approach to an industry and a product, but I think women really have to feel compelled that the company is making a difference in the world, that the product meets their standards of excellence, that it's doing something that is critically important in its service in the world. So I think those are all things that are going to be absolutely critical, especially for women to feel they got to get behind their company, the mission, the product. They got to own it. They got to be there. They got to have that passion. I think that's absolutely critical. But then there's also the business side of the equation. So looking at the market, right? Is there going to be a market for this product line that is expanding? Is it big? Is it growing? You're also looking at really renewable. Is there a reason that people are going to consume the product over and over and over and be a consistent long-term customer? Most companies will tell you their best customers are their distributor force. And so those are some of the things I think I would, from an intellectual side, I would look at it as a business checkoff list. Do they have consumables? You know, are they stable? Have they been around? Do they have a little bit of a proven record? Yeah. Too many people are just looking for greener pastures and they're jumping without having done their homework. And the biggest reason you want to be careful about jumping is simply because you take you with you.
Yes. Amen, girl.
And the challenge is probably you, your mindset, your attitudes, your beliefs. So get those right first and then decide the best place for you to be.
The fantastic checklist, Deb, of course. And you know, you work with so many different people from many different companies. And one I'll throw in, and I know this is a passion point for you too, is a company that doesn't have anyone in senior management who hasn't built in the field. When people ask my advice, I would always say that is one of the key things. Over the years, I get friends, different people coming to me saying, I want to start a network marketing company. I'm like the Shark Tank person, and I will just obliterate their idea. And the first thing I always say is why? Oh, it'll make a lot of money and you don't have to pay for marketing. They don't get it. They don't understand it. And so I think it's so key because it's such a great viable solution. And just a quick story, my oldest daughter, Maggie, I rescued her from a shelter in Africa, and she is in Africa right now. She just started a network marketing business, and she is so proud, and I am so proud of her. And she lives in Malawi, and she's in a cosmetics company. And I'm like, you go, girl, because she wants to be at home with her daughter. She, you know, wants to create this life for herself. And she went to university, she became an accountant, but she wants to be a stay-at-home mom. And that's what I love, you know, in so many countries in the world, you have that flexibility. Final question. So you really, one of the things I admire and appreciate about you, Deb, is that there are a lot of people out there who've started events, who are training people who've never been in the field. Mm-hmm. And not that they don't have lovely insight, but the difference between wisdom and knowledge is that wisdom can only come from the application of knowledge. And so you have an event coming up. Let's talk about the event.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you that my experience really comes, I'm going to say three different angles. You know, one is for sure my true education as an educator and a coach, really understanding the psychology really of how people learn. And then the second angle, of course, is my decades in the industry, my personal experience at the corporate level and as a consultant and a top leader. And then it's the third area is really my expertise in neuroscience and neurotraining. And as I bring all of those together, here's what I've discovered. Two ways to retrain the brain in order to break through from whatever limits are going on. Women tend to report that 97% of the reason they are limited or stuck, mindset. It's not skill set. It's not, you know, because companies and leaders like you give people what they need. And then you've got great systems like Penia. But the key of what's missing, right, is their own confidence, their own levels of security or insecurity and their own real identity and their ability to deal with fear. So at this event, what we're going to be able to do is, number one, dig deep and find out what is specifically your mental or emotional block. In other words, if you know what to do and you're not doing it, you have a mental or emotional block, right? It has to be, otherwise you would be doing it. And so what we want to do is find out what it is, where it came from, why it's there, what's in it for you to keep the block, and what's the leverage we can create for you to break free. So in other words, we're going to put them up against the wall. That's a great lead-in. And then we were going to plan really the mindset and action strategies that are going to be required for you to create a 2021 that's really going to move you forward. What we're looking to do is help create that shift, right? That incredible leap in business. Because you know, Susan, that the hardest thing in network marketing is the daily grind and kind of the turtle approach, you know, because it's a business where we're going to lose people. And so you really have to be able to elevate the energy and the action and the mindset. You got to elevate all of that significantly to get the bump, to really get ahead of, you know, those natural losses. So this event is an experiential, let me be really clear. It's helping you identify and create a leader's mindset. Mm. So first we'll look at their personal mindset and say, okay, where's this going to take me? But then you got to recognize that the mindset you have as a leader, it is going to be what duplicates in your organization. Mm. So if your business is lopsided because of your fears and doubts, then what tends to happen is as you become a leader, you attract, well, most people recruit down, and you are training them based on your limitations and your lopsided approach to your own business. And so what happens is people end up, you know, if I see myself as a 7, and what I mean by that is not 7 in value, but 7 in drive, intensity, confidence, all knowledge, then I will recruit 6s. We're wired, right? To, if we want to lead, we have to find followers who in our mind are showing up in less than. The problem is when you recruit down, then you have to succumb to all kinds of motivational styles of leadership where you're dragging, pushing, pulling, manipulating, and instead of truly leading. So we're going to teach people how to look at their personal mindset, identity, and then also their leader's mindset. Elevate that so that they can recruit up, so they can grow with ease and grace. That's my whole bottom line, is to help. This should be fun. This should be joyous. This should be easy. It should be effortless. And there is a way to create that, and it all begins with your mindset. So in this event, Escape the Ordinary, that's what we're going to be doing.
Deb, that's beautiful. I love that. And your insecurities will duplicate down, and it's not linear, it's compound. So I can't thank you enough for being here. I would encourage everyone to get a ticket to Escape the Ordinary. There will be a link with the show, so check it out. And by all means, there will be a link. You can go to susanslide.com. There will be a link there for you to be able to register and get a ticket. I'm so honored to speak. And Deb, thank you for everything you're doing in the world. Thank you for being such an advocate, not just for women in the network marketing and direct sales space, but for women all over the world. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm excited to have you join us, Susan.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Deb. Thanks everyone for joining us. This has been another episode of the Susan Slide Project. If you're on YouTube, just hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, especially for side hustlers. We bring you the best tips in sales, marketing, and mindset. So thanks again, Deb. Thanks everyone. And I'll see you on a future episode.
To find out more about Susan or hire her to speak, go to www.susansly.com. You can also find Susan on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.